There to everyone. You're on the Officer Jack McLam program once again, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm back in Idaho, folks. Wow. Arizona was a hellhole. I just got to admit to you, my friends, after being out here in the outback for 9 years, and living in tranquility and the beauty of the great Rocky Mountains here in Idaho County, Idaho, and where a traffic jam on the highways here are four or five cars, and in Phoenix, Arizona, where you have 3 million Americans and 5 million illegal aliens, a traffic jam is 100,000 cars around you at one time. It's absolutely amazing. It's just about every 15 minutes you hear a siren going off, police car, ambulance, or fire department, about every 15 minutes, and traffic is just obscene. It's just obscene. It's unbelievable, folks. And I'm so happy to be back here in Idaho, I can't tell you. The chemtrails down there were horrendous also. Every day spraying and spraying and spraying the people of Phoenix and Scottsdale and Tempe. The air is so much clearer up here and more pure up here in the great Rocky Mountains. And so I guess you can tell by my diatribe this morning that I'm happy to be back in Idaho. Very happy to be back in Idaho. And I want to thank all of you for being with me today again. This is Pearl Harbor Day, and it is a sad day in American history. Just like on 9/11, where we now know that the CIA and the Mossad did 9/11, President Roosevelt did Pearl Harbor. He caused Pearl Harbor. And so it's no happy day here in the USA on Pearl Harbor Day, because he did it on purpose to get us into the war. President Roosevelt provoked the attack, knew about it in advance, and covered up his failure to warn the Hawaiian commanders, U.S. commanders there. Roosevelt needed the attack to sucker Hitler to declare war, since the public and Congress were overwhelmingly against entering the war in Europe. It was his backdoor to war. And so he provoked the bombing of Pearl Harbor on purpose. Roosevelt blinded the commanders at Pearl Harbor and set them up by denying intelligence to Hawaii, to our military there in Hawaii. on November 27, misleading the commanders into thinking negotiations with Japan were continuing to prevent them from realizing the war was on, and he set them up by having false information sent to Hawaii about the location of the Japanese carrier fleet that was coming at them there at Hawaii. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks, with more on the Officer Jack McLam program from the great USA. Be right back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Yes, today's a sad day, folks, but we're going to have even sadder days if we don't wake up in this country, because we're about to be bombed inside the United States, attacked again after the inauguration of Abomination, and been assured to us by Colin Powell, by others in leadership. They say it's going to be after the inauguration of Abomination, and it's going to be the CIA's group that they put together, Al-Qaeda, is going to be attacking us out of Pakistan. They're going to come from Pakistan and attack us here, and it's going to be 10 times as bad as 9/11, minimum 10 times as bad, if not more, than on 9/11 when the CIA and the Mossad attacked us. So, folks, this is just one day that some of us still remember. I'm 64 years of age. This was before my time. I was born in 1944, but it was around the around that time, anyway, when Roosevelt sold us out, sold out the fleet to get us into war, and this was all because the communist Zionists that call themselves Jews, and they're not, they're communist, and they're Gentiles that call themselves Jews, wanted Palestine. They wanted Palestine, and Roosevelt, it was his job. They told the British, the communist Zionists, that if they could get America into the war against Germany, that they wanted Britain to give them Palestine. And so the British made that promise to them if they could get America into the war, that they would get Palestine. They would give them Palestine. And so the communist Zionists, Gentiles that call themselves Jews, went to Roosevelt, who is a Jew himself, and communist Zionist Jew, and he provoked the attack on of the Japanese against our Hawaiian fleet over there. And he also set up the fleet to be destroyed. Let's go back a little bit, folks. 1904, the Japanese destroyed the Russian Navy in a surprise attack in an undeclared war, okay? That's 1904. I don't know if you know this history or not. But then 1932, in the Grand Joint Army-Navy exercise, the attacker, Admiral Yarnell, attacked with 152 planes a half hour before dawn, 40 miles northeast of Kahokee Point, and caught the defenders of Pearl Harbor completely by surprise. It was a Sunday again. In 1938, Admiral Ernest King led a carrier-borne attack from the USS Saratoga successfully against Pearl Harbor in another exercise. This is when the Japanese still controlled Pearl Harbor, folks. In 1940, President Roosevelt ordered the fleet transferred from the West Coast. This is how he set us up, folks, to kill off a lot of our troops and a lot of our sailors and blow up most of our ships. FDR ordered the fleet transferred from the West Coast to its exposed position in Hawaii, a very bad exposed position, and ordered the fleet remain stationed at Pearl Harbor, even over complaints by its commander, Admiral Richardson, that there was inadequate protection from air attack and no protection from torpedo attack. But FDR knew he was going to have the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor, and he wanted all these deaths, and he wanted all these ships destroyed to cause the American people to be pushed into allowing him to declare war against Germany. Richardson, Admiral Richardson, felt so strongly that he twice disobeyed orders to berth his fleet there, and he raised the issue personally with FDR in October, and he was soon after replaced by Roosevelt. His successor, Admiral Kimmel, also brought up the same issues with Roosevelt in June 1941. October 7, 1940, Navy IQ analyst McCullen wrote a 8-point memo on how to force the Japanese, a secret memo, by the way, how to force Japan into war with the U.S. Beginning the next day, Roosevelt began to put them into effect, and all 8 were eventually accomplished, folks, to force the Japanese into war with the U.S. at Pearl Harbor. November 11, 1940, 21 aged British planes destroyed the Italian fleet, including three battleships, at their home port in the harbor of Taranto in southern Italy by using technically innovated shallow draft torpedoes. That was something new at that time, folks. February 11, 1941, President Roosevelt proposed sacrificing six cruisers and two carriers at I can't say that name. Manila to get into war. He proposed to sacrifice six of our cruisers and two carriers at Manila to get us into the war. Navy Chief Stark objected to this and says, "I have personally opposed this, and you have concurred as to its unwisdom. Particularly do I recall your remark in a previous conference when Mr. Hull suggested more forces in Manila, and the question arose as to getting them out of your 100% reply, from my standpoint, was that you might not mind losing one or two cruisers, but that you did not want to take a chance of losing five or six cruisers. Charles Beard, President Roosevelt and the Coming War." That's in a book, folks, President Roosevelt and the Coming War, 1941. March 1941, Roosevelt sold ammunition and convoyed them to belligerents in Europe, both acts of war and both violations of international law. And June 23, 1941, advisor Harold Ickes wrote FDR a memo the day after Germany invaded the Soviet Union. There might develop from the embargoing of oil to Japan. And this is what FDR did. He stopped all oil to Japan. And so advisor Harold Ickes told him this: there might develop from the embargoing of oil to Japan such a situation that would make it not only possible but easy to get into this war in an effective way. And if we should thus indirectly be brought in, we would avoid the criticism that we had gone in as an ally of communist Russia. FDR was pleased with Admiral Richard Turner's report, read July 22nd. It is, and here's what it said: it is generally believed that shutting off America's supply of petroleum will lead promptly to an invasion of Netherlands East Indias. It seems certain she would also include military action against the Philippine Islands, which would immediately involve us in a Pacific war, which is exactly what FDR wanted. On July 24, FDR told the Voluntary Participation Committee this: if we cut off oil to Japan, they probably would have gone down to the Dutch East Indies a year ago and would have had war. The next day, FDR froze all Japanese assets in U.S., cutting off their main supply of oil and forcing them into war with the U.S. Intelligence information was withheld from Hawaii as the Japanese fleet approached from this point forward. August 14th, as at the Atlantic Conference, Churchill noted the astonishing depth of Roosevelt's desire for war. Listen to that, folks. He noted the astonishing depth of Roosevelt's intense desire for war. Churchill cabled his cabinet. FDR obviously was very determined that they should come into the war. October 18th, diary entry by Secretary of Interior Harold Ickes: for a long time, I have believed that our best entrance into the war would be by way of Japan. So, folks, it was all planned, and our soldiers and sailors died, and our ships were destroyed. Be right back, folks.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Folks, we had cracked the code of the Japanese, their cipher codes called Purple Code. The top Japanese diplomatic cipher machine code, and the Army Signal Intelligence Service cracked it way before the attack on Pearl Harbor. So the president knew. Our military, certain assets in the military, the Army Signal Intelligence Service, which he told could only communicate with President Roosevelt, knew that the Japanese were coming to attack Pearl Harbor, and they didn't let our soldiers know. That's just like 9/11, folks. The CIA and the Mossad set that up and ran the whole operation. And so the president, Boy George Bush, and Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, all these guys knew that they had set it up to have 9/11 conducted and to kill as many Americans as possible so that the American people would be so fearful that they would allow the president to do anything he wanted to do, to kill the Muslims that allegedly we were told killed us on 9/11. Which isn't true at all. And so they got their wish, folks. And so I want to tell you that since Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, folks, all the presidents of the United States have been in the pocket, have been the puppet of the international criminal elite, the international banksters, since Andrew Jackson, my namesake. My middle name's Jackson. My mother gave me the name of Andrew Jackson, Gerald Jackson McLam. And he's the one that said he would rout out the bankers, and he did so, but he was the last president to stand against the international banksters taking over America. Okay? And so Roosevelt, of course, was a puppet of the international criminal elite, the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews. And so this is what he did. He set us up, just like we were set up on 9/11. And are being set up right now, by the way. We're being set up right now by our government again, the Satanist government that we have, and they are Satanists, folks, to bomb us again, blow us up again after the inauguration of Abomination. Folks, all I know to do about this situation, all I know to do, it doesn't do any good to contact your congressmen and senators and let them know you know that the CIA and the Mossad have set up another attack on America after the inauguration of Abomination. Doesn't do any good. So what do you do? Well, get ready. Get ready to go under martial law. Be sure get ready to go under military rule. This totalitarian Soviet system that's been set up by Michael Chertoff, and remember his name is Son of the Devil, Chertoff in Russian, and he is a Russian, means Son of the Devil, and he hired the two greatest mass murderers to help him set up the totalitarian Soviet system here in America to use on us right after this next attack, after the inauguration. East German Stasi chief, communist Marcus Wolf, is working right under communist Chertoff. And communist Yugani Primakov, head of the KGB, Soviet KGB, is right under communist Chertoff in homeland insecurity. Okay? So they got the Soviet-style totalitarian system all ready to go to use against you, me, and our families. And so, folks, all I know to do is to pray to God. Pray to God. Pull out 2 Chronicles 7:14 and do what it says there, folks. We have thrown God out of this nation, and God has brought the sword of the Lord against us. The sword of the Lord, when it's mentioned in the Bible, means that God is bringing his enemies, God's enemies, these Satanists, a synagogue of Satan, against his people here in America on purpose to crush us and enslave us because we deserve it for throwing him out of this nation or sitting back and watching him thrown out of this nation, folks, as we're doing right now again, as these companies we give our money to on Christmas or during the Christmas holiday are now saying that you can't mention the word Christmas, and they're not going to mention the word Christmas. They call them holiday trees instead of Christmas trees, and they don't use the word Christmas, which has Christ's name in it, as you know, and they refuse to use it, and yet we keep giving them our money. So we're still helping to throw God out of this nation and Christ out of this nation. And Christ and God are mad at us, and they're bringing the sword of the Lord upon us, these Satanists, the synagogue of Satan upon us to crush us and enslave us, and it's righteous because we've set back and done nothing to stop God and Jesus Christ from being thrown out of this nation. So, folks, all we can do is get back under 2 Chronicles 7:14. I kid you not. Read 2 Chronicles 7:14 and do exactly that. And maybe God will put his hand of protection back on America like he did for the Israelites over and over again and stop this new attack after the inauguration. Okay? We'll be back after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And once again, before I get off my diatribe here about Pearl Harbor and 9/11 and how to stop this next 9/11 from occurring, 10 times to 100 times worse than the first 9/11 by the CIA and the Mossad to get us into war in the Middle East, they now want us to help them start World War III all across the earth against the Muslims. The Muslims are the only force that's big enough for them to accomplish the international criminal elite, the communist, Zionist, neocon, Trotskyites that control our government today. And God, Jesus Christ called them the synagogue of Satan. But anyway, the only thing that can force us into their Antichrist world government system for peace's sake, for peace, okay, is to start World War III with the Muslims. The Muslims are spread all over this world, 1,300,000 of them, 300 million. I'm sorry, 1,300,000,000 Muslims across this earth, and they're the only group that's that large, and so the communist Zionists have been using us to attack Zionism, or I mean not attack Zionism at all, attack the Muslims, okay, and to try to force them into standing up all across the earth and cause World War III, starting the war with 1,300,000,000 Muslims. And so they're attacking lands that have their holy sites in them, and they're trying to get the Muslims to rise up across the earth and attack back. And so that's why after the inauguration of Abomination, they're going to attack us again, and this time at least kill 100,000 Americans, and hopefully they hope more than that, and blame it on Iran and blame it on Pakistan, the Muslims in Pakistan, okay? And they're using the CIA's group that the CIA started and controls today, Al-Qaeda, to say Al-Qaeda is coming from Pakistan to blow us up, to cause this massive deaths across America. And they know that we've always set back and let things happen in America. We've always set back, especially the Christians, have always set back and let anything happen that's going to happen because of the lies they were taught in 1830. 1830, the devil and his minions came up with the idea of having dispensationalism. And that's a bunch of lies to take us away from Scripture and teach us new Scripture that's of Satan. And that's 1830, 1835 is when they also created the pre-trib rapture of the saints, the lie, the fraud of the pre-trib rapture of the saints. And we have ways of proving to you folks that all of this occurred. All right, we can prove it to you. So get a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we will prove to you that the rapture of the saints is a lie out of the pits of hell by the devil, and dispensationalism is a lie. And so they put that in, they took over the American seminaries, Christian seminaries, in 1900 and put in these communist Zionist rabbis in there to bring in the Scofield Reference Bible that had been written not by Scofield at all, but he signed on as the author, and brought it in to misdirect America's young people that wanted to be Christian pastors and Bible school teachers. And so they used the Scofield Reference Bible and threw out all the other Bibles to teach the lies of dispensationalism and the lies of the pre-trib rapture of the saints, and the other lie that would cause Americans to withdraw, American Christians to withdraw from the fight against Satan taking over, was that they misinterpreted Romans 13 to say that we must obey all evil government, because all government's of God. And so since early 1907-08, when they introduced the Scofield Reference Bible, our ministers have come back from their training to misteach and misdirect and misguide the people in their churches because they were misguided and misdirected in the seminaries, okay? And they don't know any better. They just teach what they learned up there from these communist Zionists rabbis that took over our American seminaries in America. So, folks, we have to get back into the Bible. You know, I was in Phoenix, and once again, my mind and my eyes were assaulted, absolutely assaulted, by the church that my two boys are going to. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it's a church where you walk in and they're playing rock music, Christian rock music, so loud that they had to go get me earplugs so that I could be in the church because the music was so loud and raucous. And all the little girls and the older ladies are bouncing around, their bodies bouncing, and all the young boys and young men are there watching these girls' body parts bounce around, their booties bouncing and their breasts bouncing, and they're dancing to this rock music, and it's a, I'm telling you, folks, this was a sexual experience for these men and women in there at church. Incredible, folks. I mean, Christian rock music's playing so loud that it's mesmerizing them, and they're dancing like they're in a brothel someplace, dancing and swinging their bodies. And like I say, the well-matured women and young girls were dancing, and the men were ogling them, and it was a sexual experience on Sunday morning at this church. This is the second time I've been to that church, and I saw it the first time last year. And it's not a Christian experience at all. It's not. But see, we've been taught to take God out of everything, and don't read your Bible. Let your preacher tell you what's in the Bible. And these preachers were mistrained, misdirected, misguided in seminaries, and they've come into our churches to misguide, misdirect us. And we don't go back and check what they're saying with the Holy Bible, the King James Bible. We go to these other Bibles that have been created, the New Age Bibles that have been created to mislead us, okay? The Revised Standard Edition and all these other editions from the King James to mislead us, and it's worked perfectly. We have set back and let God be thrown out of his nation, God's nation, America, where the pilgrims used to cry, "No king but King Jesus." And our founding fathers used to say, "No king but King Jesus." And today, you won't hear that anywhere, folks, except on this radio program, you know, and maybe a few others. But we have set back and thought we were going to be leaving next week in the pre-trib rapture of the saints, which is a lie. And we've set back and done nothing as Lucifer and his minions have taken over this land. I'll call him Satan because he was Lucifer when he was an angel in heaven, but when he came down to earth, he became Satan, okay, and his devils, okay, the fallen angels with him that followed him became the devils that Satan has on this earth. And now we have a totally satanic government, under Satan, and that's what they call their God when they use the word God. That's why I went, folks, to calling God by his Hebrew name, Yahweh, okay? Because when you say God, you could mean, like George Bush does, God Satan, which is his God. And that's exactly what he means when he says God. It's not our God, God of the Bible. Okay, God of the creator of heaven and earth, all right? So anyway, folks, in order to stop this coming up crisis in America, the declaration of imperial rule over America, this Soviet-style totalitarian system being implanted in America, and to stop the massive bombing that's coming after the inauguration of Abomination, the communists we've elected as government, as commander-in-chief, we can only do it through God, because the only reason we're under this situation is God is crushing us on purpose for throwing him out of this nation that was his nation. It was built on biblical principles. The foundations were built on biblical principles in this nation, and we've thrown God out, and we're still doing it today. So, folks, I'm telling you the truth. If you want to stop what is coming, and that is the bombing of America, killing at least 100,000 Americans coming up after the inauguration, that's about a month away, and a month and a half away maybe, and bring God back into this land, you have to go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And folks, we need our land healed. And the only way to do that is to ask God's forgiveness for stepping back as Christians and letting him be thrown out of this nation and letting Satan and his minions come in and take over as they have today, is to ask God to forgive us and to come back into this land and protect us once again from these forces of evil that are coming against us in a month and a half in this nation. If we don't do that, folks, Katie, bar the door. I mean, you know, keep your powder dry, folks, because we're going to be under a Soviet-style system of totalitarianism if we don't go back to the Lord and ask his forgiveness. So enough said on that, folks. Let's go to some more of Satan's minions here. Talking about Richard Armitage, one of Satan's agents on Earth. Richard Armitage served with George H.W. Bush, Poppy Bush, they call him, because he brought in so much opium poppy into the United States since the 60s, since the Vietnam War, that they call him Poppy Bush today, okay, and have for years, matter of fact, because he and Richard Armitage with the CIA brought in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tons of heroin from Southeast Asia. General Kumsaw, Shawn Land, there in Southeast Asia. We told you several years ago that our military intel people told us that the only reason we went into Afghanistan was to replant the poppy seeds, the poppy fields that the New York bankers were making $300 million a month off of. And the Taliban, a religious group there, had destroyed the poppy fields and wouldn't let them be replanted. And the international banksters that control this nation, the neocon Trotskyites, okay, that control this nation, wanted to get those poppy fields replanted. So we went into Afghanistan to kill off the Taliban. I'm sorry, I had a mental block there. To kill off the Taliban and move them out so that the international criminal elite, the CIA, could go in and replant the poppy fields. And now, over 33 times the poppy fields have been replanted in Afghanistan. 33 times, folks. That's over 8,250 metric tons a year of opium is being brought out of 33 times what it was before we bombed Afghanistan and killed off the Taliban and moved them out, okay? So the CIA's gone back in and replanted the fields now, and just like the CIA was the one that brought out the hundreds and hundreds of tons of opium out and heroin out of Southeast Asia, Shawn Land, General Kumsaw's land, he actually has the ledgers, the signed ledgers of where CIA people like Richard Armitage, Theodore Shackley, and others had signed for hundreds and hundreds of tons of heroin in Southeast Asia. And I've seen a picture of that big book that General Kumsaw had in Shawn Land there in the Golden Triangle, to where Richard Armitage and Theodore Shackley and others had signed the book when they'd gone in there and get hundreds of tons of opium and heroin out of South America, or I'm sorry, South Asia, during the Vietnam War. And now they're doing it in Afghanistan, folks. Afghanistan, provides over 90% of the world's heroin today, okay, and they make nearly $200 billion in revenue a year. $200 billion in revenue. Remember, folks, when you think of a billion, today the number's thrown around like it's $100. But remember what the doctor told me, that if you grow to be 75 years of age, your heart is beat 2 billion times. Only 2 billion times at 75 years of age. Feel your heart and feel how fast it's beating, folks. And then you begin to get the idea of what $1 billion is. Well, this is $200 billion in revenue a year, thanks to the CIA replanting those poppy fields. We'll be right back after these important messages on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program on the great Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. It's good to be here with you again, folks. But getting back to this Afghanistan thing, Pat Tillman found out the truth. Pat Tillman found out that the only reason we were in Afghanistan, you remember who Pat Tillman was, the great American football star that joined the Rangers and wanted to go fight the war on terror. Him and his brother joined the Rangers. the Army Rangers, and they went to Afghanistan and found out that the only reason we were in Afghanistan was to replant the poppy fields and guard them. We had to guard the poppy fields from the Taliban or anybody else coming in and destroying them, because our military totally works for the international criminal elite. They do not work for America. And we're not over there fighting terrorism at all. We are the terrorists at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You're either with us, the people, or you're with the terrorists at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, okay? And that's who caused the terrorism on 9/11 and got us into these wars in the Middle East. Armitage, Richard Armitage, signed that big ledger back in General Kumsa's Shawn Land in the Golden Triangle. Colonel Bo Greit saw his name there, along with Theodore Shackley and one other person that signed for the millions of tons, or I'm sorry, the hundreds and hundreds of tons of heroin that came out of Southeast Asia. Armitage was a real operator in Afghanistan, a man whose legend includes being the biggest heroin trafficker in Cambodia and Laos during the Vietnam War. Director of the State Department's Foreign Narcotics Control Office, that's a convenient place to be, a front for the CIA drug dealing, by the way, the State Department's Foreign Narcotics Control Office, head of the Far East Company, used to funnel drugs out of the Golden Triangle, and Armitage was a close liaison with Oliver North during the Iran-Contra cocaine for guns running scandal that Oliver North was involved in, too. A primary Pentagon official in the terror and covert ops field under George Bush the Elder, Poppy Bush, one of the original signatories on the infamous PNAC document, and the man who helped CIA Director William Casey run weapons to the Mujahideen during the war against the Soviet Union. Armitage was also stationed in Iran during the mid-1970s, right before Ayatollah Khomeini overthrew the Shah. Armitage may well be the greatest covert operative in the U.S. history and the most evil covert operative in U.S. history. Do you know, folks, by bringing heroin into the United States, that Richard Armitage and George Poppy Bush Senior, and Boy George Bush allowing it to happen even to this day, that they have killed millions of Americans with their drugs. They have killed millions of Americans. I remember little children being carried into the hospital there in Phoenix, Arizona, who had gotten into mommy and daddy or sister and brother's drugs and died in the hospital because they had ingested these drugs that they saw their sisters and brothers ingesting, or their moms and dads ingesting. So these men are mass murderers to the extreme, and they don't care. They just like the money and the power. We'll be right back, folks, for the second hour. Don't forget, the second hour is call-in time here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Can't decide what to